Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Rick Wilson, the Minister of Indigenous Relations for the province of Alberta. Yes, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Well, thanks for talking to us, Kyle. We appreciate it. Just before we get going, Kyle, I just want to just say my thoughts with the people up in the Athabasca region with the forest fires that are going. We're working hard to make sure that they stay under control, and it's looking like the weather's cooperating, so we should be in good shape, but it's always scary when you're close to a forest fire.
Yeah, hopefully things turn out well there. Anyhow, the main thing we wanted to talk about today is the province made this announcement late last week about this Aboriginal Business Investment Fund. They made a big announcement about that last week. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on as part of that?
Yeah, that's a big mouthful. I call it the ABIF. it's a great program. So we're doing another intake. So this one will be starting now and closing September 30th. And it's going to go run. I got funding now right through 24, 25, so we'll keep going with it, rolling them out. It's been a really great program for us, probably one of my best tools in the toolbox to help get small businesses started. As you know, I come from a kind of a small business background, so for me it's like a kid in a candy store helping get these small businesses going out in the communities. And they've been really good for communities too. You know, we've got the AIFC, the big program, but that's multi-million dollar programs. This one's up to $500,000. And it helps get those smaller businesses a little kickstart, like for service stations or little stores, or you know, get a campground going, or buy some equipment. So they've been really helpful to communities to get these smaller businesses going, and help train people, get some young people started, get them some training in business, and get them some experience going there.
Now, with this sort of business investment fund for getting more small businesses on First Nations, how will this help kind of sort of the employment situation in some of these communities out there?
Well, that's great. That's been really great. Last year, I think we did 13 projects that we supported over $5 million, and it created 130 full-time permanent jobs and then 125 full-time construction jobs. So, you know, as these programs roll out, it just keeps that employment growing. So even a small business can employ, I know the one service station down in Pekani that we helped with, I think there was like 15 people working around there. And so it's been really helpful. We did helped with the expansion of the campground up at Kikino there, and that employs a lot of people. It's been really good with employment. Everywhere we go, we did the service station down by Kananaskis there. That's why we went down there not that long ago, and it was lined up, but the pumps in the store was full. So it's been really good to help the communities create some employment out there. And then, of course, that spins off, too, to help with the social programs in the community. So I'm really happy with the program.
And I know another one of those projects that came through as kind of sort of previous intakes of this was, I believe, not far from us, over the Drift Pile Cree Nation. You know, they got to do a gas station convenience store as part of that. Now, with this Aboriginal Business Investment Fund, big thing is that a lot of these sort of small businesses and ventures, mostly owned by kind of the communities they're in. How important is this, kind of that aspect as part of all of this?
Well, it's great. Like you say, up the Drift Pile, there's up talk to the folks, and they're going to be doing adding some space on for the restaurant franchise up there and building a little gas station convenience store. And their location is like everyday business is always location, location, location. And they've got a great spot there for a roadside pull-off. So we're pretty excited to see that one get going as well. And like I say, with the employment that it creates in the communities, these are really exciting projects to get started in the communities.
I know this kind of grant call just opened up recently. How can people go about sort of applying for some of the grants as part of this investment fund here?
Yeah, if you just go onto alberta.ca, then you can look up ABIF, the Aboriginal Business Investment Fund. It'll come up on there. And all the communities are familiar with my department. You can we've got people there that are going to help you because we want them to be successful businesses too. So, and the grants are always a tricky thing to write sometimes, but we'll help, if they get the process started. We've got people in-house here that can help make sure it's a good business plan so that it can be a successful grant, because we always get more grants, more people looking for grants than we have grants available. So, I'd say, if you're looking at doing something, get it in as quick as you can, and then we've got folks in our department here that can work with them to make sure that it is a successful application.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here at the Training 55 Hot Seat, we just like to throw in a little personal question in there as well. Of course, we're in summertime, a lot of people going out to traveling to different interesting areas of the province. Now, I know you've probably been busy doing things around the province recently, but what have been sort of some interesting areas that you've kind of visited recently there, Minister?
Well, I've been in my own area the last couple of days, which is unusual, but Irminskin had their powwow, and I was just at their grand entry and dad's yesterday, and got to meet a lot of old friends there. And we did something really cool this year down at the Pinoca Stampede, which is a pretty big event down there. They've never had a teepee village there before. So I helped a group set up the first teepee village, and it was quite successful. We had a lot of people go through, and it's a great opportunity for people going to the rodeo can see the rich culture of the indigenous communities and participate in some dancing. And I was there, I think, 3 days. It was a lot of fun, and just great to see people come over. And, you know, at first they kind of standoffish, and then they see, oh, this is very inviting. And they start experiencing, you know, how friendly the indigenous people are. And it was just a really nice event to see get started. So we're hoping to grow on that next year and make it even bigger.
Certainly have to get you up to the Peace River area one of these days. Anyhow, the Minister of Indigenous Relations, Rick Wilson, thanks for joining us here today.
Well, thank you for your time. I really appreciate it.